Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington High School teacher Lynn Lola about a show coming up this weekend.
This weekend is your last show with Washington High School. Can you let us know what's going to be on the stage?
You bet. We're doing Beauty and the Beast. It's one that the kids have mentioned and been excited about for years. This seemed like the right year to do it. It's my last show with the high school since I'm retiring, so kind of going out with a big one. Beauty and the Beast has an awful lot of very specific problems that the average show doesn't have. The crazy costumes, the special effects, there are all kinds of things like that. We've built a lot of scenery. People will see a lot of scenery, and Lisa Hughes' costumes are just stupendous. So, and the kids are great, too. There's about 30 kids in it. They're all doing a very good job, so I'm excited.
Well, I was excited to hear it because it's my favorite show. What's it like getting all of these students ready? Because it is such a big cast.
Yeah, it really is. Of course, I think we have 11 kids who really had to learn a speaking part, and the rest would be in the chorus and singing parts, or maybe have a little speaking part. And the first week or so of rehearsal, Mike Jewell worked with them and taught them the songs, and they really have remembered them pretty well. Line here and there, maybe not, but that's been a big help, because if you start working with the chorus and they don't know the songs yet, there's not too much you can do. Yeah. And so that kind of gave me a little bit of a late start in terms of what I would usually do, but getting everybody there and working with everybody is always the challenge with the high school, because they are so busy.
And with this show, can you let us know when people can come see it?
Sure. The show is this Friday, which is the 22nd of April, and Saturday, the 23rd, both 7:30 is the time, and then Sunday afternoon at 2:30. And we'll hope a lot of people will bring kids. And if you have little ones that it's too late on Friday and Saturday night, the Sunday matinee obviously would be a good idea. So I'm hoping that people will bring children and families and just come out. A lot of adults like this one. I remember the first time my husband and I saw this cartoon show, which was about 91, I think, when it came out. I said to him, isn't this exactly a stage musical, the way it's written and the way it flows? So ever since then, I thought it would be fun to do.
And I continue my conversation about Beauty and the Beast with three of the seniors in the cast.
My name is Zoe Wagner and I play Belle.
I'm Gracie Cleverly and I play Babette the Feather Duster.
I'm Kale Roush and I play the Beast.
You're all seniors. What has it been like getting your character ready for this weekend?
Oh, it's been very interesting. My character has a French accent, so that's been difficult, and I don't know, it's just a really fun play.
I've always had to play kind of a hard character, where they have a very hard, what am I gonna say?
Exterior.
Yes, hard exterior. And so I've had to break through that and be more of a bubbly, princessy personality, which I'm not very used to, so that was different.
My character's really mean, and I have a couple songs, and each song is either angry, sad, or desperate. So it's been kind of hard to be sad and angry and all that all the time. And I have to talk in a big booming voice, which is also really hard.
And have you had a chance to rehearse in your full Beast costume yet? Is that tough?
Yeah, because I have to wear fur everywhere, which is really hot. I have fur hands and claws, fur feet, and this big mask that covers my nose and all the way back. So
go boy mask.
It is very, very warm.
Is it hard to sing with that on?
No, because it just comes down to the nose and stops. So we didn't want any, like, a full-on mask, because we didn't want to muffle anything.
And Gracie, you talked about having to deal with a French accent.
It's actually interesting, because the first play I ever did, I was a French maid, but obviously not like a object French maid. But now I am an object French maid, so I'm used to saying like three words in French. I took Spanish, it's hard.
And Zoe, do you have to deal with a lot of costume changes in this show?
I do. I think I have the most costume changes. Mm-hmm. I have a blue dress, and then I change into a pink dress and the big ball gown, and I switch out of those often, so it'll be fun.
I actually have like a, I think it's like a probably 15-second transformation all on stage, so That'll be interesting as well. We haven't worked that one out yet.
And you guys have been in a lot of shows over the years. What's it like getting ready for your final High School Musical?
It just hit me right now when you said that.
It's a little emotional.
Wow. Didn't think about that till just now.
I'm majoring in musical theater, so I'm going to be in a lot more shows. But I'm definitely going to miss the people, and I'm going to miss being in shows with them because we've been in pretty much every show and some community shows together too. So
I think one of the hardest things is being away from the community theater that we all grew up with, and that's just whenever we were in a show, that's always where they've been. So if we're in a show now, it's going to be somewhere else with different people, so it'll be kind of heartbreaking for a while, but I don't know.
And to not end on a sad note, would you like to invite the community to your show this weekend?
Please come.
Yes.
It'll be good.
It's going to be amazing.
Fabulous.
Be our guest.
That's been today's Washington Page with cast members of Beauty and the Beast at Washington High School and director Lynn Lola. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.